You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 375. Thank you so much, as always, for spending a few minutes of your day with us.
And thank you for all those emails and letting us know that we missed a day last week. You know, Rob and I were actually having a conversation on how many people will really notice that we didn't podcast for one day last week. And a lot of you noticed.
I'm happy to say a lot of people noticed. That's a good thing. Thank you for noticing.
Yes. No, it is a very good thing. Thank you again for listening to us. And today we are talking about something that may be close to the chest for a lot of you guys. What happens when you've got something faulty with your drone? Where do you send it? What are the tips, the tricks, and the hacks to be able to get your drone back to you as soon as possible? I don't think there's really a concise answer for this one, but we brought on, or we asked a few questions around to dealers of this particular company to find out, you know, how do we get around all this? So,
yeah, it seems like some of these newer companies, customer service is the last thing they focus on.
True.
When in fact, like maybe we'll get to another question later down in the week that what do I think about when I'm starting a business? Customer service should be one of those things.
Totally.
That you're thinking about from the very beginning, not patchworking in the end.
I could not agree more. Anyway, thank you guys again for listening so much. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/droneu, on Instagram @thedroneu. And if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and upload it for us. All right, Rob, you ready to play that question?
Let's do it.
Hey guys, Evan from Massachusetts. Long time listener, second time caller. Thanks for having me on today. DJI customer service sucks. What the hell? In your experience, guys, what is going on with them? They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to solve issues. And what is going on with all of these god effective Inspire 1 version 2.0s? Defective batteries, defective firmware. DJI customer service, you better get on here, listen to this, and take some god notes. Thanks, guys. Evan from Massachusetts. Check out my website, too. dronesup.xyz. dronesup.xyz. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
And, you know, normally the cussing is my problem, Rob.
Well, you know what? He speaks from frustration. And so I think that's where that comes from.
It's easy to get passionate about that. I can understand.
Yeah. You know, you get frustrated and you're just beating down walls. You're on the phone all the time. And you're just not getting the response that you want, that you need. It drives people crazy.
Oh, yeah. It would drive me crazy because the last thing I want to do is spend time on the phone with someone who doesn't, you know, understand a lot of what I'm saying anyway.
So, but let me ask you this, because in our community, Paul, in the DroneU community, we have actually had people that have said they had a really good experience with DJI. When they sent stuff back, they got...
I can think of four people off the top of my head right now in the last month who have sent something over to DJI and gotten it back in a few weeks.
And they were happy with the result.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting because you just get different experiences and perspective is reality.
You know, it really is. And I'll say this. I have heard many different stories when it comes to DJI customer service, 3D robotics customer service. I've never heard a story about unique customer service. I've not a single story ever once, ever.
It's probably because it's good. Usually if you're not hearing anything about that kind of stuff,
that is true.
It's because it's probably pretty good.
That is true. So Trent, I think you got something going for you here, bud.
That's right.
Anyway,
guys. When are we going to get that H?
Yeah, Siri, I literally just emailed Dave Morris over at Unique, and I was like, thanks for the email.
No, we're ready.
Anyway, a lot of people are asking questions about the Unique anyway. But going back to this, I think that like most things in life, Rob, it all depends on how you handle the situation, because I could see this issue on both sides of the fence, right?
Absolutely.
I could see it from the manufacturer standpoint where, you know, they can assume a lot of people really don't know what they're doing with their drone and they become frustrated, especially when there's that cultural barrier between DJI, the Chinese-based company,
right,
and Americans. And I think another issue that I have heard of and I have seen is that a lot of customer service people see Americans as constant whiners and, you know, victims, that victim mentality.
But the reality is, so you can't have your cake and eat it too. So you're producing this relatively sophisticated piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And you're wanting to sell as many as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the flip side of that is most people that buy those are not going to have the technical understanding to treat them the way that they should. I mean, I think that's the reality, and that's part of the reason that we're here.
Which is true,
is to,
yeah,
help them understand what they need to do before they ever fly and then go from there. But I don't know, as a company, as DJI's, from their perspective, I would think you've got to be prepared for that gap.
True. No, I think they are prepared. And I would also say I think that their customer service has gotten much better over time.
True.
It used to take months and months and months to get things done.
Sure.
And, you know, we're down to weeks now. But recently, and this is all about how you start the conversation. I think if you present the problem in a very educated way and in a very, like, say, you know, I had this done, this is the preparations I did before my flight, I still had this problem, I'm continuing to have this problem. Like, for example, my personal Inspire 1,
right,
the video transmitter has not worked in a month.
Hmm.
And there's been an outcry in the community because Sam's brand new Inspire 1 V2 has the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And another community member in our community had the exact same problem.
Did he send it back?
Yeah, he sent it back to DJI.
Mm-hmm.
And he would email DJI every single day. This is right. What he told us. We don't know if, we can't verify it, but we believe the person who told us this information. Every day for 3 weeks. And then the third week, they just sent him a tracking number, gave him no explanation to what happened. He knows it's the same drone for a fact, and they replace things, but he doesn't know what they replace because now his video feed works flawlessly every time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's honestly why I bring the P4 with me now everywhere, because the video transmission system is so reliable.
Mm-hmm.
It's unlike any other thing I've seen before. And with my Inspire dropping out all the time, just like how one of our members is, it's a problem, you know?
Yeah.
And then you ask the question of, well, maybe should I buy my drone from someone else? I don't have to buy it from DJI. You know, I can buy it from a dealer. I can buy it from Amazon. I can buy it from Best Buy. You know, where's the best place to buy these things? And in my honest opinion, I think the best place to buy these is from Amazon.
Why do you say that?
Well, because you can get the 2-year warranty, and if anything is wrong, you just send that thing right back to Amazon, and they handle the problem.
Yeah.
And in today's day and age, when every hour and all of your time really equates to money, whether it's money that you could be making, opportunity cost, or money that you should be making that was scheduled, which is, you know, a real opportunity cost. You know, we don't have time to deal with, you know, service. And that comes back to the customer care looking at Americans as whiners. But not everyone has a drone and makes money from it 24/7. So a lot of people there, I can understand them getting frustrated and saying, I need my drone back as soon as possible. And they really don't need it back for any other reason than the simple fact that they just want the drone back.
Right. And would you be a whiner if you went to DJI and said, my video feed's not working? I mean, that's not whining.
Well,
that's saying, fix my drone that doesn't work.
You want to know what I'm doing?
Using the P4? That's not a good solution.
No. So what I'm planning on doing is I'm actually going to go to California. I'm going to go to DJI service. And I'm going to drop my drone off.
Okay.
And I'm actually buying another Inspire in the meantime to make up for the difference, because, like I said before, I do not have the time to wait for my drone to come back. It is absolutely paramount and necessary to have one at all times. But that being said, I recently called a DJI dealer, and said, you know, how do you deal with a lot of these issues with customer service? And he says, and I've had this conversation with multiple dealers, and this one in particular out of Colorado says, you know, most of the time I can fix the problems myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I can't fix the problems myself, I tell my customer straight up, you know, it could take 6 to 8 weeks. And I'm sending it to DJI. We could get it back. We could not. I don't know how long it's going to take. This is a warranty issue.
Yeah, most people cannot fix it themselves. I mean, that's 1% of the population.
And to be 100% honest with you, I would not want any dealer in this country to touch my drone. Maybe Alex Wright in Canada, he can touch my drone. But any other dealer in America, no way. No way. And I say that because, you know, you can have familiarity with a product, but if you're not trained in a science and you don't know some...
What about your buddy in Arizona? Things, could he do it?
Andrew Baker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd let him touch my drone, but
see,
he's not a dealer, so...
Well, that's okay.
And he's more educated than I am.
So he can't do it for everybody either, so...
Yeah, and I'm just saying, like, there are literally... I mean... You have a company that has 1,500 engineers on staff to make one drone, the Inspire 1. What makes you think some rickety guy who owns a store because he got a bunch of money from his retirement plan and invested in a drone store, that guy is going to be able to fix your drone? I'm sorry, but the Camera Dojo ain't doing it for
me.
Well,
I think most of those places would admit they can't fix the drone. Most
yes, of them. And that guy in particular says very clearly, like, you know...
I'll work if on it's my own, but not somebody
else's.
No.
He says, you know, if it's a warranty issue, it's going out to DJI.
Right.
If I can fix it, I'm going to try and fix
it. So talk a little bit more about the place in California. I mean, is that something that everybody can use? Anybody can take their drones there?
So this is what I heard from a different dealer on the East Coast who said, whenever I have an issue with my customers... as a dealer, I don't get any really special priority. So what I do is I physically take the drones to the California store every month.
Because he lives in California, so it's easy for him.
No.
Easier.
He lives in Delaware.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Really?
Yes. Yeah, he physically goes to California because the drones will get in the queue faster, they will become priority, and they will get out of the door way faster. Hmm. Now, this is what I'm being told.
Anyways, California is apparently the place to take your drone.
Well, someone must be getting a lot of service calls. That's all I'm saying.
Delaware. Okay. Anyways, cool.
Delaware. Good place to start.
Do we know where in California this place is?
I have no idea. I think it's in San Francisco. I'm pretty sure it's in San Francisco. Would ask Eric Chang, but he works for Facebook now. He moved.
Yeah.
So
he probably still knows, though.
Yeah. Anyway, I think the question is very simply stated. You got to approach service in the right way. Let them know right off the bat all the preparation work that you did to your drone before you had a problem. Mention the problem, mention, you know, that you have gone through, you know, the stats and whatnot in the app, on the backside of the app, when you're logging your flights, try to find out what went on. And then simply, I would say, realistically, you need a backup drone if you have a business anyway. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a backup drone, you're not really a professional.
Well, like the member that you referred to, I think the reality is you do have to be a squeaky wheel.
Yes.
Respectfully.
Yes.
But. If you're squeaking and the guy next to you is not, they're going to pay attention to you.
Well, I mean, it's just like with business, right? If someone's easier to work with, they're more convenient to work with. Are you going to work with them? Or are you going to work with the whiner?
Well, I don't want to work with whiners.
I'm going to work with the whiner, but I'm going to slap him in the face with a 25% jerk fee. So
if DJI slaps you with a...
I don't think they would do that
no,
to you.
No, they won't. I'm kidding. No.
But anyway, yeah, you got to be the squeaky wheel. So great question. Thank you so much for asking that question.
There's not an easy answer, though, really. I mean, their infrastructure is what it is. It's getting better.
It is getting better.
Stay on them.
It is getting better. It is getting
apparently go
better.
To California.
to California.
We need to know. We need to know where it is.
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
That's just a guess. That's my Monday morning guess.
All right, cool.
So, energy. Anyway, guys, thank you again really for listening in. We really do appreciate it. Right now, if you ask a question via video, guess what? You can get a free case from GPC thanks to us, and really thanks to Go Professional Cases. So if you're looking for a new little SD card case, you want something to protect the gold that provides you income, then send in your questions. For everyone else, we just got a huge, huge thing of DJI swag. If you're a DJI pilot and you need some new swag, we've got hundreds of things to give you. So if you send in a question...
All you got to do is come to our office.
No, you don't. Mm. If you send in a question, we'll send you something from DJI to give you a little gift. And we're going to make Kim do it.
Who?
Kim? Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.